From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Utility regulators have allowed Vermont power companies to use the nuclear energy in their electricity portfolios to help them meet Vermont's renewable energy standards. This method of energy accounting is opposed by Renewable Vermont, the trade group for the state's renewable energy industry. Olivia Campbell-Anderson is the group's executive director and says the problem with this accounting is that it lets utilities off the hook so they can buy less energy from local renewable sources.
Vermont's renewable energy standard actually needs to be updated so that it is more consistent and has a higher level of integrity and transparency as exists in our neighboring New England states.
The State Public Utility Commission is working on new rules for the renewable energy standards. Campbell-Anderson says the legislature may need to provide clarity as well. The Vermont Senate has given unanimous approval to legislation that requires every school and child care center to test their water drinking supplies for lead. Under the legislation, the state will pay 100% of all testing costs and 50% of any remedial work. The proposal also adopts a stricter compliance level for the presence of lead than current national standards do. Senate Education Chair Philip Baruth said the state mandate is needed because a pilot testing program found a large number of schools had water supplies with unacceptably high lead levels.
Lead is a powerful neurotoxin and basically destroys growing brains. So there was a great deal of alarm generated by that.
The legislation requires all schools to conduct initial screening programs by the end of 2019 and to inform parents when lead levels exceed the new standards. Vermont gets a grade of C when it comes to its aging infrastructure, that according to a report released Wednesday by the American Society of Civil Engineers. WCAX says the report gives Vermont a mediocre but passing grade on much of its infrastructure, including bridges, drinking water, and roads. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a federal lawsuit challenging a New Hampshire law that makes residency a condition of voting in the state. The lawsuit filed Wednesday against New Hampshire's Secretary of State and Attorney General was brought on behalf of two Dartmouth College students. They say the law burdens their right to vote by requiring new voters to shift their home state driver's licenses and registrations to New Hampshire. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s south in the Champlain Valley, and mid-20s to around 30 degrees elsewhere north. Chance of some snow showers tonight, not much accumulation, lows in the teens, and snow showers in the forecast tomorrow as well. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.